All right, Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, and 98Q Country. It is 9 o'clock, and we'll get to the news and sports in just a little bit, but we promised you a visit with local musician Shane Kronberger, who's nice enough to join us live in studio. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you taking the time to kind of share what's going on in your musical career. Most people around the Park Falls area know of you and your music and all that stuff. So and it's still a passion for you and still something that kind of drives you, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, talk a little bit about, you've got some things coming up that you're doing this summer, but you wanted to come in because you have a new, do they call it albums anymore? A new album?
Yep, that's all right. What they call them.
We still call them albums, even though there's no physical album anymore.
Yeah, hopefully that'll change.
Okay. So it's called Supertastic, is that what?
Well, that's what the shows are going to be called.
Supertastic shows, yeah.
Yep, yep. Right. My newest album is called Crossing a Bridge. It's on Spotify and all the streaming platforms now, so.
Okay, yep. All right. And did you just complete that, or how long has that been in the works?
I think I released it about 3 months ago.
Okay, all right. So tell us a little bit about the album, kind of what's on there, and what you got to do on there that you haven't done previously, or what's different about it.
Well, this was the first album I recorded while I was in college. My friend Matt wrote two of the songs on the album. One of them is Frozen in Time, and one of them is I Am Not Here, and I wrote the rest of the album.
Okay, all right. And you said the name, what was the name of it again?
Crossing a Bridge.
Crossing a Bridge, okay. Yep. I think I've got a cut from that. We'll play maybe a little bit later on.
Okay.
Talk about how your musical taste have evolved, because I think that happens to musicians, doesn't it?
Yeah,
doesn't it evolve from a young man to where you are now? Talk a little bit about that, about how maybe certain paths of sounds that you didn't do before you do now, or how does that evolve for you?
I feel like way back when I first started music, I was into a lot of the early Beatles stuff, the kind of rock and roll, 50s, bluesy stuff. And I feel like now I've kind of got into heavier stuff, like Green Day. Van Halen's been a favorite of mine recently.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So
it's a little bit of a transition, from the Beatles, Beatles to Van Halen.
Yep. I always like the Beatles, though. They'll always be my favorite.
Still feel that Beatles influence. To me, it's so weird. I'm a lot older than you are, obviously, Shane, but it's, for me, it's weird to just not hear the Beatles on over-the-air radio anymore. It just, you don't hear it much at all anymore on the classic rock stations. We still got the Sirius XMs and stuff that'll, I think they have a channel dedicated to it. But I still find the Beatles to be one of my favorites. I'll just go on Spotify and just zip. I don't care what it is, any Beatles song. But that influence is probably still there, all right?
And yeah.
You did transition to some other things, but you probably still feel that influence, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's always a time I go back to the Beatles, though.
Yeah? Back to your comfort zone of
exactly.
of the Beatles. All right. Well, Shane's going to give us a little something. Is this off of the new stuff you did, Crossing a Bridge, or what do you got here?
Actually, this one I'm going to play. I decided to play this one because I really like it. It's off my first album, Memories for the Road. It's called Have You Noticed Me Yet?
Okay. Yep. All right. Let's give a little clip live in studio. Shane Kronberger here on The Morning Show.
All right. Here I am just walking down the street, just waiting for the day when our eyes meet. I never thought I could be an invisible man, but honey, you're proving to me that I can. I still don't know what I gotta do to grab the attention of a pretty girl like you. Have you noticed me yet? Hey girl, I'm over. Have you noticed me yet? I only want her love to grow. Have you noticed me yet? Can you not seem to see? Have you noticed me yet? You're the only one for me. I haven't been alive for very long. Do things right and a lot more wrong. more experience than the most. And here I died and now I'm a ghost. I still don't know what I gotta do to grab the attention of a pretty girl like you. Have you noticed me yet? Hey girl, I'm over here. Have you noticed me yet? I only want her love to grow. Have you noticed me yet? Please don't leave, dear. Have you noticed me yet? When this time has disappeared.
Very nice.
Thank you.
How hard is that to do that? I mean, you're used to playing smaller venues. You were over at Forward Bank yesterday doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Your comfort level with just grabbing a guitar and playing acoustically, how is that?
It's different because yeah. I'm used to playing along with backing tracks, not just acoustically, and my voice is a little hoarse from last night. So.
Yeah, you sang for, what, a couple hours yesterday?
Yeah. About 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah. And I've often marveled at artists like you that are able to, you're not only performing, but you're practicing, obviously, too. Mm-hmm. But to keep that voice, I know it sounds, for me on the radio, when my voice is different, I hear it in my ears and I think, oh, I sound horrible. But mm-hmm. most listeners are just like, didn't notice. But you probably notice that too, right? You probably, yeah. when
you,
it's kind of a struggle and you're like digging deep to find that sound that is normal to you, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And how much do you have to pace yourself practice-wise? Do you have to pace yourself and just maybe tell yourself one day, I always tell my wife once in a while, I just need to shut up today. Do you ever have those days where you're just like, I just can't do this. I gotta give my voice a rest today.
Yeah, definitely. I can kind of feel it in my voice when I practice at home and stuff. And that's when it's time to kind of settle down a little bit.
Settle down. I like that. So when people see you perform this summer, they're going to be hearing a lot of original stuff from you, right?
Yeah, so I've got 3 albums out on Spotify right now, and I plan on playing all 3 of those albums in their entirety, along with covers, of course. I know the people love covers, so I've got plenty of those, but I'm also playing 1 album full in each set, so I'm excited for that this summer. So
Busy summer ahead. What do you got? I see you're at Harborview. You got some other things going on, right?
Yep, Harborview. I'm over in Rhinelander at a place called Town Pump, and I'm also returning to Fifield Days, which I'm really excited for that one. I always enjoy that one. So
All right. Well, people can check out your music, like you said, on Spotify, YouTube, all the platforms, right?
Yeah.
It's all out there. It's a great way to support an artist's music by listening on those platforms. So your performances this summer, are you going solo? You got some guys playing with you? Or
I'm going solo this summer, yep.
All right. What if somebody calls you and says, hey, I'll jump in?
we'll see.
You play with a lot of different guys, right? I mean, that's part of the...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and what about the process of meeting other musicians? Because you playing along the way, I'm sure you probably met a lot of musicians and the friends you make in the music world.
Absolutely.
That's got to be a great part of the process, right?
Absolutely, and one that sticks out is Jake Balzer. He's really talented, and I've played music with him since 2017, so for a lot of years, and he always amazes me, and he's got a great voice, and also just really nice guy, too, so...
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Well, people can, like I said, check out your music and all, just Shane Kronberger on all the venues. Do you have another place, like your Facebook page or anything, they can go to find out what you're up to?
Yep. It's just Shane Kronberger Music, my Facebook page, so.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to play, can I play Crossing a Bridge? Is that
sure.
a good one?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
All right. So we'll say goodbye to Shane and thank you for coming in. We appreciate you taking the time to come on in and, give us a little live performance in studio. So we'll end this with Shane Kronberger. We're playing this right off of that YouTube set you mentioned called Crossing a Bridge.
seems to end. But on the bright side, I'm a huge success. Everything else, though, is dark. This game and doesn't solve a single thing. It just leaves you all alone. Just press it out, boy, it'll bring enjoyment of your own. I'm crossing a bridge to success. Nothing will get my way. Time will fly, it'll be a test. I'll get better every day. Time by time, my mind goes out of control. But then I'm back, making big success. I just tell myself I need to roll. Forgetting all my regrets. Pain and stress just isn't the key. It just wants to bring you down. Just be the person you'd like to be, and someone will come around. I'm crossing a bridge to success. Nothing will get my
Check him out on Facebook, Shane Kronberger Music, local guy, of course. You'll see him at Harborview later this summer. He'll be playing around the area. So follow him on Facebook, Shane Kronberger Music, so you can keep up on what's going on. We thank Shane for coming in. Always like to have local artists come in and chat about their musical ventures and hear some of their music. Great solo shot. We'll archive that interview we did with Shane at 98qcountry.com under podcast.